Lenten Day 39, Thursday. What would you do if you were encountered an army of demons? It once happened 2,000 years ago. Open your Bible and read about it in St. Matthew's Gospel, chapter 8, verses 28 through 34. This scripture tells us that when Jesus came into the Gerasene country on the east side of the Sea of Galilee, it was confronted by two aggressive, dangerous madmen who wandered the hills away from the villages. Where did they live? Listen to this. Their houses were the burial tombs, which had been cut out of soft rock in the hillsides. They slept with their corpse. Several thousands of demons had taken over. What did Jesus do? He didn't turn away those men. He had compassion on them. He cast out the demons in them. But no, he did not free the devils to wander the earth. He sent them into a herd of some 2,000 pigs that stampeded and ran over a cliff, drowning in the Sea of Galilee. That day was a big victory for good over evil. You see, even before his resurrection, Jesus rescued people from the devil. To this day, he still rescues us from the devil's control. Don't forget this, even though evil spirits are powerful, they have no control over us. We relax our guard and let them in our life. And of course, we have help provided by the church. Just in case we are not strong enough to resist the devil, why do you sprinkle ourselves with holy water and drink it? Why does the priest anoint us with blessed oil? Why does he absolve us from sins after he hears our confession? Why are significant moments in our lives blessed with sacraments and prayers? Because they are powerful ways to resist the devil. Please take your advantage of these precious gifts. They are yours.